Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Third car, Scott Anderson, 97, won the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Everybody feeling much better on this. Monday, all three local teams won, Michigan, Michigan State, and the Detroit Lions. So, a bit of an exhale.
Tigers got a win yesterday. Scooble checks out that he's not injured. Like, thought maybe he might have been on Saturday.
Still not sure if he's going to need to miss a start, but
they've right now they got him scheduled for Thursday's.
They don't seem to be panicked about it.
No, they don't seem to be panicked.
So that is good. Meanwhile, yesterday, Lions 52-21 over the Chicago Bears. Bears took their first possession, go right down the field and score. And then they had a 3-and-out and a punt, a 4-and-out turnover on downs, a diving interception by Kirby Joseph, an Adunze touchdown right before half, 3-and-out punt, turnover on downs, punt, a late touchdown, a 3-and-out punt. It worked. The formula worked. They played good enough defense, and they were back to their normal selves offensively, which last year was an elite unit. And they were awfully, awfully dangerous. They set records yesterday. And Jared Goff, the 16-17 in a row, whatever it was in the second half, came close to a career high, could have hit that career high if they'd left him in the game, but they were able to get backups in there. Very good. Very good performance. Reassuring. And it's time to start stacking up some wins here. A huge challenge coming up on Monday night. Not a must win, but I think if they do happen to win it, it'll feel like a message sender.
I really thought that they sent that message at the end of the first half. The Bears had cut it to 21-14 with a minute 55 to go. And the Lions had the ball with a couple of timeouts, and they calmly went down the field. And then things got a little tight, like 25 seconds left. They throw the pass down the sideline to Tesla. He catches it. And then there's a whole, is he inbounds? Is he out of bounds? What are we going to do? We got the 10-second runoff. The Bears had gone into the tunnel. They'd started heading towards the tunnel thinking it was halftime. No, sir. It was not. Lions caught a little bit of a break there. They get a play with 6 seconds to go, which actually means they had time for two plays because they're at their four-yard line. And then right away, touchdown pass. So 21-14, which could have been a halftime score,
yep,
ends up being 28-14. And then you start the second half, and You get the basically the 3-and-out for the Bears to start the second half, and the Lions came down and end up with a field goal to go up 31-14 early in the third quarter, and that's it.
Had one of my favorite plays in the game, and I can't wait to talk to Jared about it. The first offensive play in the second half was a 64-yard pass on the crossing route to J-Mo, and he kind of weaved through the defense down the sideline. Thought he might score, but eventually traffic caught up to him. That was one of those plays where J-Mo in his route was kind of caught in the wash there on his crossing route. But Goff could tell the pocket was collapsing, it was getting muddied, and he waited that extra beat for J-Mo to come open and delivered on time. That's an experienced quarterback, quarterback that can see what's about to happen, not what's happening right in front of his eyes. And he didn't tuck it and run. He didn't panic and threw it away. He knew if I just waited this extra beat under duress, we're in good shape to get a big play, and they did.
He made that one throw to Brock Wright where he's rolling to it. He actually flushed out of the pocket, rolls to his right, and then kind of throws across his body back to the left to Brock Wright that picked up positive yards. It's little plays like that, man, mm-hmm. and he was making them all game long. Jared Goff was 23 out of 28 for the game, 334 yards and five touchdowns. I mean, it's 12 yards a completion.
Pretty good. Pretty damn good.
12 yards per attempt.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
248-539-9797. Some of these champ and chump votes that have come in here on Carson Anderson. My champ, Atlanta kicker John Parker Romo. Way to take advantage of a chance. Chump Lions fans chanting F. Ben Johnson. Come on, we are better than that. He was dedicated and helpful. Turned a losing organization around and took a big job and pay increase. Many of us would do the same. Also, think of the kids and families trying to enjoy the game. No place for that language. Grow up.
Well, he helped to turn. He didn't turn around. He was part of the coaching staff that helped to turn things around as the players and everybody all together there on that. And secondly, I mean, this is nothing new. This is how fans react at games. Now, if you want to call it all out as classless, that's fine. Go ahead and make a blanket statement like that. And you shouldn't lead chants with profanity like that. And, you know, but this can't be the first time you've gone to a game and heard something like that with your children, unless it was literally the first time you took them to a game.
I'm still sort of in such disbelief that the Lions are putting such a good team on the field. You know, I want them to win the Super Bowl, don't get me wrong, that I'm kind of grateful for what Ben Johnson did here. It's not in my DNA to chant F anybody anyway, but that to me is, I'm like, okay.
I understand that. And to me, I feel like as time's going on and now Ben Johnson's with the rival, then I get a little worked up and I could say maybe he got too much credit because the guy who came in new helped light up 52 points against you. How about some Johnny Morton love? Okay.
The new OC.
Yeah. They, what we hear about, that they're going to take more chances downfield. They took chances downfield. Goff overthrew J-Bo on one, hit him for the touchdown on another, and threw downfield on a third one to J-Mo that was misplayed. But those are at least three plays they threw deep downfield in the Johnny Morton offense that put up over 500 yards.
Let's see. Unnamed texter. Champ for Bud Crawford to jump multiple weight classes and get it done is impressive. I agree. Then he goes on to say, I think Canelo is the best of his generation. Bud did that. Chump Bears defense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Champ, the Michigan Wolverines, chump Brad Holmes for allowing Za'Darius Smith to sign with our primary Super Bowl nemesis. So he didn't play a ton of snaps, and he did make some plays. He had a sack, half a sack. He had a couple other tackles. And let me see how many snaps he played. He didn't play a ton of snaps.
This is with Philadelphia?
Yeah. Za'Darius Smith played 20 snaps. He was felt in that game. But hey, look, Lions had four sacks yesterday.
Yeah, and one of them was by Marcus Davenport.
Yeah, let's hope he's okay.
He had more injuries than sacks yesterday, though.
It's true.
That's a thing about the whole Za'Darius Smith text, and now Jadeveon Clowney's going to sign with the Cowboys, right. Apparently. It's like, they're good now, I guess, you know, according to the Lions, but I'm under the assumption that Marcus Davenport's definitely going to get injured at some point this year for multiple weeks. And so, who steps up at that point, you know? I mean, the guy I just don't want to get hurt at all is Aiden Hutchinson. As long as he doesn't get hurt, then fine. We move on with injuries are going to happen in the league. But Davenport, I just don't have any faith he's going to be there for 15 games, you know?
Al-Qaeddine Muhammad had four tackles in the game, including a sack. He's somebody to keep an eye on. I see how he develops as a player and somebody that's out there for a lot of snaps now. Mm-hmm. Wingo's on this team now, and he played a bunch of snaps. I can't wait to see Josh Pascoe come back. But really, I'm excited about what may or may not happen at the trade deadline, and whether it's Hendrickson or not. I mean, you get to the trade deadline, the Lions have cap space that they have saved. I'm going to guess specifically for this reason, and they'll be one of those teams that can be buying at the deadline to improve this team and hopefully put them over the top to make a real long push for the playoffs.
Jay in White Lake, you're on 97 on a ticket. Hi, Jay.
Hello, boys. How's it going?
Good.
All right, Jay.
So my champ is St. Brown for literally being clever enough in 5 seconds to eclipse my ex at being able to hook my emotions on strings and control me like some sick puppet master. And then my chump is, you know, honestly, everybody on either side of this whole Ben Johnson thing. It's like sports are emotional for the fans. That's what makes them so successful. Football will make you say the kindest things in the world or the most horrible things in the world. So you got the guys that are furious about Ben Johnson and dropping the whole F Ben Johnson thing at the game. And then you got the other side that's outraged that they're saying it, and it's because it's classless, and I get it and all that, but it's like, just move on. This is sports. It's all about emotion, and we're human beings. So it is what it is. It's always going to be that way. It's never going to change.
You're probably more right than wrong. Thank you for the phone call. Daryl in New Huddy, you're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Daryl?
How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, we got a new nickname for Jared Goff, guys.
What's that?
The Rifleman. I brought this up a couple of years ago, and everybody, it's a little too early to be talking about a nickname for him. Well, how about now? This guy, 17 passes in a row yesterday, 23 of 28, 18 the year before, complete. This guy is, you know, when he's got his guys together, that offense is unbeatable. And they are on top of their game right now. And as long as everybody stays healthy, that's it. Another thing I got for you is this. We need to change that one word in that fight song yet, guys. Roaring down the field.
Very important issues. I'm glad we attacked them here on Carson Anderson. Goff's nickname and change one of the lyrics.
Yep,
the fight
there you
song.
Go.
They've been addressed. They have been addressed. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, It's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.